morning.
All right. So last Sunday, we talked about how God gave an encounter to Moses through the burning bush, right? And God told Moses that he wanted him to carry out his plan of freeing the captive Israelites in Egypt, right? He wanted to go back to Egypt and free the Israelites from their slavery. So, but does God need Moses or need anyone to carry out his plans? No? Correct. No, God does not depend on anything outside of himself to do his will. So the prophets in the Old Testament are merely instruments of God, right? God plays these prophets to carry out his will. So what picture did God give Moses to help him understand this? Yeah, the burning bush. Because the fire in the bush did not depend on the bush, right? The fire was basically, it wasn't making the bush go away. You know, if you light a bush on fire, usually it's going to turn to ash in a couple of minutes. But this bush was, it wasn't. So the fire was not dependent on it. It wasn't using it for fuel. So these are the three questions that look for the answers while I read. In response to God's call, what did Moses ask his father-in-law, Jethro? Second, why would God demand that Pharaoh let Israel go free? And third, how did the Israelites respond to the message of Moses and Aaron? So if you have your Bibles, turn to Exodus chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 18. Then Moses departed and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go, that I may return to my brethren who are in Egypt, and see if they are still alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Now the Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go back to Egypt, for all the men who are seeking your life are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons and mounted them on a donkey and returned to the land of Egypt. Moses also took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your power. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I said to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But you have refused to let him go. Behold, I will kill your son, your firstborn.'" Verse 27. Now the Lord said to Aaron, go to meet Moses in the wilderness. So he went and met him at the mountain of God and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord, with which he had sent him, and all the signs that he had commanded him to do. Then Moses and Aaron went and assembled all the elders of the sons of Israel, and Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. He performed the signs in the sight of the people, so the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about the sons of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, then they bowed low and worshipped. So in response to God's call, what did Moses ask his father-in-law, Jethro? Yeah, so that he can go back to Egypt to see his family. And why would God demand that Pharaoh let Israel go free? Yeah, so that they can serve him and obedience. God sets people free not so that they can be free to sin, but that they can be free to enjoy him and obey him in thankfulness. The same way when he saves us, we're not expected to go back to the life that we once lived, but to worship him in thankfulness. And how did the Israelites respond to the message of Moses and Aaron? Yep, they worshiped. They bowed their heads and worshiped. We too should respond to God's word with humility and worship. Did you know that Moses' life could be divided into three equal periods of time? From birth to age 40, he was a prince in Egypt. From 40 to 80, he was a stranger in Midian. And from 80 to 120, he led Israel through the wilderness. God was in perfect control of the life of Moses. He led his servant in the way he should go, every step of the way. God's wisdom in leading Moses teaches us that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and not depend on our own understanding. And if we obey him in all our ways, he will make our path smooth and straight. Yet God's will is not always easy to do. We certainly cannot do it in our own strength. The Lord sent Moses to do what was impossible without God. Moses and Aaron could not defeat Pharaoh by their own power, but God would work through his word to perform what flesh and blood human beings could not. After all, God's ways are not our ways, and his plans are much wiser than our plans. The Israelites wanted to be set free right away, but God had another plan. He would make Pharaoh's heart hard so that he could pour out his judgments on Egypt and be glorified. The Lord did not cause Pharaoh to sin. Rather, he left Pharaoh to the desires of his own wicked heart, so that Pharaoh would not be held back from expressing his hatred toward God. In his holy anger, God would give Pharaoh over to sin, leaving him to destroy himself. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Although Pharaoh would reject the word of God, the Lord's people would not. They would humble themselves before it, believe it, and obey it. So why is it important to respond to God's word? Yeah, our response to the word determines whether we will receive his things or his anger. We must not harden ourselves like Pharaoh, but rather believe and obey it like Moses. So let's all pray that the Lord would give your family grace to receive all the word of God in faith and humble obedience. Let's pray. Lord God, I come to you today to thank you for this day, this Sunday, that we can worship you and praise you in thankfulness, Lord, for you have set most of us here free from sin. You have saved us. You have given us your grace, Lord. And I pray that all of us here live out that grace and the faith that you have given us to worship. And I pray over the worship, I pray that you bless us. I pray that we can praise you with sincerity, faithfulness, and reverence, God. And I pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.